welcome, and thank you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Wald. Dr. Wald, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. You have published successful books on natural health, and right now we are discussing aging and inflammation.
Okay,
this question is from Edward. Edward would like to know if it is really possible to reverse the aging process. Specifically, he would like to reduce his risk of dying of preventable diseases like heart disease and cancer. He would also like to stay active as long as possible.
Those are great goals, Ed. Who wouldn't want to have the ability to do what they want to do in their lives for as long as they can do it, and to stave off or help to delay the onset of health problems that would normally maybe strike us earlier. So we want to delay that onset. You know, we're going to die of something, but we do have a lot of say in what those things are. Because a lot of the major killers, Sonny, they're promoted by poor diet and lifestyle. So let's talk about what Ed's goals are. And these goals, Edward, really have to do with anyone, really. And that is, how to age better. Is anti-aging possible? Well, yes and no. We can't not age, but how we age is something that can be impacted. And relative to this video, not that long ago, maybe within, I think, the last year and a half, Harvard has suggested a reclassification of aging as a treatable disease.
Yeah.
So we can now actually use the term anti-aging, when even 5 years ago, if we did, practitioners like myself could get in trouble for that term. But now we know, of course, we can reverse aspects of aging, and that would be anti-aging. So that's how you properly describe it. Now, there are lots of factors that can go along with aging, and not all of them are amenable to change, but a lot of them are. And the goal, at least the goal that I have, in addition to the goals that my patients have for them, is we want to, as I mentioned, delay the onset of conditions that could kill us early: heart disease, stroke, hypertension, diabetes, autoimmune disease, things of that nature, cancer, obviously. And we know that there are certain dietary factors and lifestyle ways in which, if we implement them, statistically, we should be able to delay their onset and even reduce the extent that they show up. So Edward also asks about inflammation and the risk of dying. We now know too, Sonny, that inflammation is fundamental to all human disease. So any of the diseases I just mentioned and any of the others that you can think of, inflammation is a fundamental cause. There's different kinds of inflammation. Some inflammation is shown on a blood test with the ESR test, the erythrocyte sedimentation rate. Others are measured through CRP or C-reactive protein. Then homocysteine is an inflammatory marker. Ferritin is an inflammatory marker. There are countless others, and they may have different nutritional and lifestyle and nutritional supplement ways of managing them, and those can be tested. And not everything needs to be tested. Some things you just kind of can make educated clinical decisions on. But Edward, we can obviously impact the aging process. If you want to reduce, let's say, the propensity for high cholesterol and blood pressure problems and increased risk of heart attacks, then you want to reduce your red meat. You want to, if you're going to eat red meat, you should eat that stuff, farm-raised and not bread, to have higher levels of fat to increase the taste, which that fat, which is saturated fat at room temperature, you eat it, it saturates your blood by making it thicker, what they call viscosity in science. And these are, so you can not eat those foods, and you can, of course, exercise specifically for your general health and well-being, because if you watch our other video where we talk about exercise in general, the anaerobic and aerobic, a certain balance of that should be done relative to a person's goals and health and what they're trying to prevent, what their genetics say they're more susceptible to, So we have that much, Sonny. And then the key to any of these so-called anti-aging remedies, whether they're from food or nutritional supplements or lifestyle factors like reducing stress, improving sleep, things of that nature, making sure you're hydrated, not smoking, drinking very in tiny amounts. These are things that we know make a difference. And then focusing on specific nutrients that we know seem to affect the aging process. So for example, Sonny, zinc, resveratrol, melatonin, These and turmeric, for example, just a couple of examples of nutrients that have been shown to slow the aging process by affecting what's called telomere length. So if my fist is a chromosome, the chromosome has a tail on it, and that's called a telomere. And as we age, it shrinks and shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. But those nutrients that I mentioned and others found in foods and supplementation can slow the rate of that shrinking. So a person should be living longer and better because these nutrients are helping to reduce the amount of genetic mistakes that occur in genes as we age. So any anti-aging approach, Edward, should, and Sunny, have to do with identifying what the person needs, doing some baseline tests of aging. Cholesterol is one of those tests, ferritin, homocysteine, C-reactive protein. Body composition, one of the best tests that predict longevity. In other words, no matter what you do to improve your health, if you can improve your lean body mass, which is your organs and muscle, then that means that's statistically associated with a longer life during the non-disability stage of life, where you can do things. And for those of you that are already compromised, a lot of that possibly could come back if you give your body the right nutrition. So the other factor I'll mention before we move on is the blood detective approach that I formulated for health, which involves comparing people's labs to healthy individuals, not merely average people. So in our blood detective discussion video, I go into this in more detail, but by comparing people to different ranges, which are associated with health, as opposed to average people, you just find more stuff to work on to be more precise, so that you don't have to say to someone, just don't eat everything in this category. Or, you know, you can say, no, these are the things, and these are the nutrients that you need. And then it's important, Sunny, to, once you give a person their anti-aging strategies, which always cover, again, supplements, diet, stress, lifestyle, you want to check their chemistries from time to time to make sure that in addition to feeling much better, the chemistries actually look better. Then you know you have something real there. So there's so much that can be done in the so-called anti-aging category. As I said, we're all gonna die of something, but how we get there, a lot of it is somewhat under our control.
You brought up some great points, Doctor. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.